For the last 3 days, I've been talking about that man in the Bible we call Samson. His story is recorded in the book of Judges, from the announcement of his birth to the announcement of his burial. All are recorded in four chapters, chapter 13 through chapter 16. I would urge you to read this story for yourself. I believe that God has a lesson that we could learn from this story. For the last 2 days, I have been speaking on this subject, and up to now, I have been able to avoid calling him Tarzan. One preacher told me that he was preaching on Samson one Sunday, and during the message, he referred to him as Tarzan at least half of the time. Well, I have avoided that so far. Most of what we know about Samson has to do with Delilah, a woman in the Valley of Sorek. And I told you yesterday that Sorek was the valley that leads from Jerusalem all the way down to the land of the Philistines, down to the city of Gaza. And in this valley, there lived a woman called Delilah. She didn't live in Gaza. She lived in the valley of Sorek. This was wine country. And I mentioned the fact that wine and women does not mix well with the man of God that has a calling on his life. When the Philistines heard that he had fallen in love with that woman, they conspired with her to find out the secret of his strength. Wouldn't the world like to know the secret of our strength? Sometimes we warn people that the devil will come at you at your weakest moment. The devil is looking for the weak spots in your armor in order to bring you down. Well, these people knew that they could never bring Samson down by worrying about what his weakness was. They wanted to know about his strength. They wanted to hit him at his strongest point. They knew if they could take away his strength, they didn't have to worry about his weakness. They would have him. You know, the devil is not trying to stop you at your weak points. He knows that if he would attack your weak points, your strength would rise up and overcome him. And what is your strength? Your strength is your prayer life and your Bible study in life. If the devil can keep you from the Word of God, if the devil can keep you off of your knees, it will not be long before he will have you flat on your back, tied up, entangled in his web. He wants to attack your strength. The devil knows no matter where he attacks you, if you still are strong, you will be able to overcome him. So the Philistines conspired with her to find out what his strength was because of her constant nagging him to tell her the secret of his strength. He made up stories on several occasions, none which were true, none of them worked. He still had his strength intact. Finally, just to be rid of her pestering, he told her his secret. He told her, "No razor has come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak like any other man." Delilah lulled Samson to sleep, had his head in her lap. She called for a barber, and he shaved his head. And then she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." He awoke and said to himself, "I will go out as before and shake myself." But Judges, the 16th chapter, verse 20, goes on to record this tragic statement, which it turns out was Samson's epitaph. The Bible tells us he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.